Hi, my name is Camilla, and today I have invited Julia from Yuli Lash Studio to talk about how she managed to build up her team. She has a studio in Reading in England, and she's managing a quite large team. And she's also been in the lash industry since 2011 and started working with the lash lift in 2016 and is now the head lash lift trainer at the Flawless Lash Academy. She is international judge in live and online competition and one of the winners of MBL awards, and she's a winner of multiple awards and lash competition. And Julia is a hard-working businesswoman, and she's holding her own workshop. She's also the author of The Needle Puzzle Attachment Technique in Russian Volume. I'm super excited to talk to Julia and honored that she will be in one of our episodes. So I'm looking forward. So let me see if I can catch up with Julia here. We are very happy to have you here. How are you?
Thank you for inviting me, Camilla. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm okay, staying at home at the moment, as we are still not able to work yet.
How many weeks have you been laid off from the salon now?
So since 21st of March.
Hopefully maybe we'll be opening soon.
I hope so. We promised for the 4th of July, but the date is not confirmed yet. So who knows, you know, we may be open, but we may be not. We hope for the best.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It's so weird actually talking to you because your voice is reminding me of the online training for lash lift that you had with the Flawless.
Oh, really?
Sometimes when I do lash lifts, I hear your voice in my head.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
It's a very good course, though.
Thank you. It was hard work of everyone doing it.
A lot of information that you're learning on the course, and we are also trainers both for Flawless Lashes by Loretta. And you are one of the trainers in England. How did you start your own salon?
Okay, maybe let's start from, like, I haven't started a salon straight away. I started in lash industry 11 years ago. Since 2011, I wanted to say. So it's almost 9 years now. And I started my salon in 2016. So this year we're going to celebrate 4 years.
That's great. And how did you sort of build up your team? Because you have a team now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Firstly, I built everything really slowly because, you know, sometimes people ask if you can, you know, qualify and then go and open your own place straight away. I wouldn't recommend that because it's hard work building up this salon and all the taxes and everything. You need to contribute while building your clientele at the same time can be challenging. So when I started working from home, and my plan wasn't wasn't to be in a lash business. I have completely different plan for my life. So lashing was a hobby for me, and it was quite a great hobby in 2014, when I started to do Russian Volume. So my plan was to study biomedical research at one of the best universities in the world. And I actually get into it. But by the time I got into my master's degree studies, I already had quite good business here in Reading. So it made my mind challenge and think, what do I want? You know, is it ambition more important, or is it passion about my work is more important? And I had more than half of the year to decide about that. So this decision didn't come easy for me. And I still decided to study. because this was my greatest ambition in my life. However, at the same time, I thought, why don't I carry on with the lashes? Because I have already quite good base of clients. And at that point, I decided that I need one girl who would take half of my customers, and I will manage to do both. Studying and making happy my customers. So then in 2015, I remembered one girl who came to me for classic lashes some time ago. And I remember that she just passed her classic training. So I called her and said, look, Ola, there is an opportunity to work with me and offer her the position to work. So that's how obviously it all started, completely from no planning, completely from a different thing.
A great job to have besides studies if you can decide which time you want to work and
Yeah, but it turned a little bit different way because I couldn't decide. I decided to do it this way, right? So I offered job to my friend, gave her part of my customers, but after some time, like after I started to study, so I offered her job in, let's say, in June or July, and I started to study in October. So everything been balanced, and I thought it's a great idea, and I manage everything. I already went on my first competition in July and won it first time. And at the time, I said to Loretta, "This is my kind of sign of leaving the lash industry, and I'm gonna finish my career, lash career here. So I'm starting new path in October and coming back to my scientific path." But in October, when I started, all being really like, I didn't want to refuse this idea of studying because, as I said, it was a huge ambition. I couldn't refuse it. But all the circumstances came to the point that I actually have to leave it. So there was a lot of different things which made me to understand that I don't want to do that. And I can do it at any point in my life if I wanted to do. So when I decided to kind of quit my scientific research, I thrown all my power to the lash career. And then I straight away kind of I quit, and next day I started to plan. Okay, I quit. Now what I do? I enter several competition. I open my, salon in next year straight away. Like finish my teaching certification, and I planned all 2016. So it was all in 2015. So by the end, by December, I had a clear plan what I'm gonna do during 2016. So this was the hardest year for me.
Wow, that's really ambitious. And a so cool story and of how you sort of ended up lashing.
Yeah.
When you decided to bring in an employee, were you afraid of anything?
Yes, I was. I was afraid of losing quality in the work because my customers, they were spoiled with a really great quality work. And at that point, it wasn't that high level of Russian volume in UK as probably it is now, much more better. So I was afraid that my clients won't be happy with the other person working on their lashes. And it was for some time. It was challenging for some time trying to, incept this idea in their mind that she's good as well. She's trained by me. And I trained her slowly as well from classic to Russian volume. So it took a really quite a lot of time until customers started to trust her. And I would say that it was with every, second team member that clients were afraid of going to them. But now I say it's different because they know how I teach, because it's been, already a few years, and team is growing and expanding. So now they trust me. They know how I teach them. They know like what I do, in what standards we work, and stuff like that. So it become much more easier, and you know, I'm not scared or afraid anymore.
But since you also have the opportunity to train yourself, maybe that make people trust you or trust their training because they know that they've been trained by you and you are a professional.
Yeah,
But
exactly. Yeah, that was the one of the choices I made in the beginning. So I said myself that I won't hire people who are already trained, because the skills from people on the market weren't so good. So I decided to train people myself, and giving them straight away the right knowledge, because sometimes it's much more easier to teach people rather than trying to change their bad habits. And here is the attitude coming before the skills. So I tend to choose people relying on their attitude and on their qualities rather than on skills, because I can teach them anyway, and if they have a good attitude, I will teach them. They will become good at some point. It will take time, but they will have a good attitude anyway.
I like how you're thinking. But how many employees do you have today?
So we are a team of seven, so it's six girls and me.
Wow, that's many people. And how is sort of the dynamic or the structure in your team? Is it, are you all friends or are just this clear leader, structure in the salon?
I think we are quite, friendly because of this. I think that your team have to be your soulmates, right? So why I was talking about the attitude as well. It happened to me a couple of times that I had to fire people, even though I given them a couple of chances. I still had to make this decision to fire them, because one, rotten person in the team can destroy everything what you were building up for many years. So people have to have this right attitude and exactly the same beliefs as you have. Then it's going to be much more easier to build it. So what we do, we support each other through difficult times. My girls, they are not afraid to come to me and say, "Look, I have this situation in my life, and that's why I've been this and that, and I've been moody because of this." And I always try to help them, or at least coach them through the process, that they can start thinking differently and overcome it. It's also, speaking about dynamic in the team, it's amazing to, celebrate success and achievements together. And, having this understanding that in the company we are going one direction and we are working towards more, towards the bigger goals, towards the bigger achievements.
What qualities were you looking for when you were supposed to hire new people to your team? What makes them fit into your team?
First, when I started, like it all came probably with the experience. And first, when I started to hire, first of all, it wasn't many people on the market. So as hard I tried to find someone, there was no one. And usually people came to myself and asked me for, work. So what I did, I trusted my intuition. First time, I probably even tried to find some general questions on Google and adopt them to my own interview. And while interviewing, I was trusting my own guts, so my own intuition. And that's how I did it in the beginning. And now it is different. So I have interview. Three steps of the interview for girls. So first one is over the phone, and there are some general questions. I also listening to the voice, how they answer them. the intonation, stuff like that. And the second one is one-to-one interview, and I tend to meet in the cafe, I don't know, Starbucks, somewhere neutral. I don't invite them to the studio, and there they are more in-depth questions. For example, how they would deal in one or another situation, how they would answer, what does it mean to them working in a team. Like, I cannot tell you right now, I cannot remember those questions. I just have like, I don't hold it in my mind, but I have like those 3 steps, and obviously all steps are listed on the paper, and I use those prepared papers to interview the girls. But again, I mostly trust, I look at the person gestures, because a lot of what person is saying is non-verbal, right? And you sometimes can understand if the person is lying, how easy they feel in front of you, and what they are saying to you, if it's true or not. So I tend to trust my intuition a lot. I don't know why, but everywhere, like in my business, everything what I do, it comes from the intuition. And I think it's my, like, my 7th feeling, with which I trust the most.
It seems like it's worked pretty well.
Yeah, till now, yeah, I think it worked, yeah.
And what do you think is sort of the most positive thing about having a team and working in a team? You mentioned some things about it also, but what do you think is the most positive?
So, I think for people, like, sometimes it can be frustrating when you work on your own in your own house in the closed room, and you see no one apart of your customers, and most of them, let's say, are sleeping, right? So, and if you don't go to the conferences, if you don't do any networking with the other lash artists, that may be challenging for you, staying with your own mind and thinking what direction you should go towards, right? So while having the team, what unites you all is the common vision and the common goal. This is the goal of the company, where we are moving to, what we're trying to deliver to the world, why we are existing, and what value do we bring to our customers, right? And when your team understanding where you are moving in this world, where is your company going, that's what is uniting you all. And it's a great support as well, because if the team is right, and if there aren't any, as I said, rotten people, let's call it this way, in the team, it is genuine. So girls tend to support each other as well through difficult times. And it's nice to share the success, let's say, if we win some awards, so we can celebrate it as a team, uplift, and go to the events together. We share, you could say that you become friends, like you kind of have this relationship as a boss and the employee, but you still are friends. And sometimes, for example, I'm quite strict person, straightforward and strict, and I may say straightforward if I don't like something. But at the same time, what I do, I try to keep neutral and try to help them through the coaching. So I try to coach my girls if they are having any difficulties in life, in family life, with their husbands, children, whatever, something going wrong. This all reflecting to the work they do, and how they interact at work. And the other team members can also feel that. So what I do, I try to help them to go over it and try to coach them, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And when you decided to expand, did you take the decision yourself, or did you get any help?
That's an interesting question, because like it wasn't that I decided to do it, like all came naturally. When I decided to kind of when I was preparing for my studies, I hired Olga, so it was two of us working. But when in February next year, 2016, I knew that I gonna open my studio in May this year, I started to prepare next person. So I knew that
Yeah.
I will need, you know, to afford everything, having a salon and to be really, really stable and not in debt. I started to prepare the next person from classic lash application to volume. So I actually, we opened the doors in July 2016. So by that time, there was three of us working, me, Olga, and one more girl. So, and that's what I did in the preparation before the opening salon. And further, as I said and mentioned before, that it wasn't easy to find any lash artist on the market. So it just, you know, gradually built up, maybe from 2016 to now, 4 years, so few more people. So each year, two or one person. So it wasn't like really planned. It happened naturally. The thing that, you know, every probably business owner, when you have such a business, you have to be prepared that your team members at some point can leave you. And you have to be prepared for that. And that's why I think that, you know, taking one person on board each year can kind of prevent your business from a bigger crash, right? Because it may happen to
Yeah.
everyone. And when we, you know, when we teach our staff, when we're training them, we of course shouldn't expect that they will stay with us forever. Of course, you know, if you managing everything in a great way and a girl's loving being in there. But again, there can be circumstances, moving to the other town, something happens. I don't know, you know, many, many things. So as a business owner, we have to be prepared to lose our team members on the way towards our success, right? And that's why it's kind of backup plan to train and coach like one team, extra team member every year. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And Julia, what is your sort of next step now, since you've been growing so fast the last years and your studio is amazing?
Thank you. I think, we need to look at how we're going to recover after reopening our salon. I know that a lot of fellow salon owners / salon owners are closing their studios here in UK, and COVID has affected the businesses a lot. And probably not because it affected, but they don't want to experience any further discomfort after it, because it will still be quite difficult. So at this point, we will see how we're going to be back to work, how many people return for lashes, and in general, how business going to be. It's early to judge right now, but I think our business will do well, because we have certain base of customers which are tend to return anyway, because they will still have their income, so COVID didn't affect them much. But what I do now, I will still continue attending conferences. I'm literally speaking on Lash Master Evolution next Friday. I will still be judging competition as I did before. And I hope that we will be able to teach again and open the doors for students as soon as we are open. In terms of the team, I probably won't be growing it more by the end of the year, and we'll see and strategize after seeing the whole entire situation after reopening. So that's what I can tell for now.
And I hope everything works out well for you in England.
Yeah, thank you. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. Then I think I can say thank you for sharing your information about how you were building up your team. And it's been very interesting hearing your thoughts.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure to talk to you and answer all your interesting questions.
That's nice to hear. And I'll guess maybe I'll see you in, hopefully in December, in the Flawless Awards.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, thank you very much, Julia, and talk to you soon.
Thank you, Camila. Talk to you soon.